Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and honest takes. Today we're diving deep into Nurix Therapeutics, ticker NRIX, a clinical stage biotech that's been making waves in targeted protein degradation. Let's get right into it. Nurix is a company focused on developing small molecule drugs that harness the body's natural protein disposal system, particularly through E3 ligases. Their pipeline targets cancer and immune-related diseases, with lead candidates like Bexobrudeg advancing through clinical trials. The stock has shown some big swings lately, and we're going to unpack exactly what's driving the business right now. Founded in 2009 and based in California, Nurix has grown into a pure-play biotech with around 317 full-time employees. CEO Arthur Sands leads a team that's built partnerships and a research engine aimed at turning undruggable targets into viable therapies. Their approach stands out because it goes beyond traditional inhibitors, using degradation to potentially deliver more durable results in tough diseases. On the top line, Nurix reported about $84 million in revenue for fiscal 2025, split between $54 million from collaboration agreements and $30 million in license revenue. That's a solid jump from prior years, showing their ability to monetize early research through big pharma deals. Revenue isn't yet from product sales, so these partnership dollars remain the main driver while the pipeline matures. Earnings tell a different story. The company posted a net loss of $264 million for fiscal 2025, translating to a loss of around $3 per share. That widened from the $193 million loss the year before, reflecting heavier R&D spend as programs advance. The most recent quarter showed an 81-cent per share loss, missing the 73-cent estimate, which highlights the ongoing cash burn typical in clinical stage biotech. Looking at the balance sheet, Nurix holds roughly $247 million in cash and equivalents, with total assets around $703 million. Current liabilities sit near $86 million, giving them a healthy current ratio above 6. Stockholders' equity stands at about $539 million, though retained earnings remain deeply negative at over $1 billion in accumulated losses. Free cash flow came in at negative $263 million for the year, underscoring the investment phase they're in. The forward PE model we're using fits this hypergrowth biotech profile with medium confidence, especially since analyst estimates point to future profitability even if it's still years away. Current price sits around $25, while the market snap fair value lands around $9. That gap suggests the market is pricing in significant optimism around clinical success and upcoming milestones. Digging into the drivers, the valuation blends a forward PE multiple adjusted to 35 times for biotech peers with future earnings potential, alongside a price-to-book supporting role at 3.75 times to account for dilution. Key assumptions include high share growth continuing and a terminal PE of 25, reflecting the growth stage. This setup explains why the model produces a lower fair value than the current trading level. The blended result centers around $9 as the rough fair value estimate. At today's price near $25, the stock trades well above that zone, implying the market expects stronger execution or additional catalysts than the base model captures. Remember, these are ballpark figures that shift with new data on trials or partnerships. Strengths include a differentiated degradation platform, multiple AACR presentations showcasing pipeline depth, and a major collaboration deal for Bexobrutadeg that brings in milestone payments. Weaknesses center on persistent losses and high cash burn without approved products yet. Opportunities lie in expanding into BTK-mediated diseases and further partnerships. Threats involve clinical trial setbacks common in biotech and dilution risk from ongoing financing needs. Over the past year, the stock gained nearly 79%, outpacing the broader biotech industry, though the five-year return sits slightly negative. Recent three-month performance shows gains around 43%, but weekly moves can swing sharply on news. The volatility aligns with a clinical stage name where binary events often drive the action. My take is that Nurix has real scientific promise in a hot area of drug development, but the valuation looks stretched at current levels relative to the model. Around $9 as a rough fair value versus $25 trading price means the market is betting big on near-term wins. That could pay off if trials deliver, yet assumption tweaks on growth rates or multiples can move the target a lot, so position sizing matters. I'd watch upcoming data readouts closely before jumping in. Wrapping up, NRIX offers exposure to cutting-edge protein degradation tech with partnership momentum, but profitability remains distant, and the stock trades at a premium to our modeled value. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance with volatile biotech names like this one. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.